So Hare Krishna, I sincerely hope that all of you have taken birth again, and that we didn't lose anyone somewhere outside the planet Earth, not in the kingdom of God, and not in a new body. So you have to be careful when you do these things, like with breathing and with everything. Then sometimes people who are mentally labilsky, that means very unstable, are lost on the way. Now you don't have to be afraid of me any longer. I have done my magical, mystical nonsense, and I'm back in our tradition entirely. Subject matter today is the life of the Holy Name. Which is a little bit about the divine sound, the transcendental divine sound. And we will have an exercise where we will chant together in the Holy Name with this explanation. In Prema Vivata, Jagadananda Pandit writes, Namakshara Bahiraya Batu Nama Kabunaya. That means, merely the sound of the holy name of Krishna should never be thought of as the actual name. See, when a person chants on the level of Namabhasa, that is, when he is still trying to avoid the offenses, that's his concentration. I don't want to make offenses. I want to be attentive. I want. He makes an effort. I believe this is the state of most of us here. On the state of Namabhasa, there is a twilight dawning of the holy name. We hear that at that time the rays of the holy name are perceived, but not yet the full sun. It's almost like in that dawn, you see there is some light, but you cannot see the sun. Huh? So on that state where most of us are, the Namabhasa state, this is a state which is just before the pure chanting, the absolutely offenseless chanting. The sound of the name is there, but the inner substance of the name is not there, Krishna. Huh? Namabhasa can give us mukti or emancipation from the negative material side, the material world. But if we really want to have entrance into the eternal spiritual world of Krishna's pastime, we must meet the pure holy name, the Shuddha name, Shuddha Nam. Huh? This is very nicely brought. This is the teaching of Jagadananda Pandit, and this is very nicely brought out with an example by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Does any one of you happen to have a medicine with him or herself which has a capsula, which is palva in a capsula, Prema Tarangi, in your medicinal bag? Is it available? Not. Sometimes we have these capsulas which bear inside the powder, which is the actual medicine. You see that a lot in the dare I speak about it in a public lecture, the Amazon pills, you know. there's the capsula, but the real substance, the medicine, is quite different from that capsula. In theory, I could just put some earth in the capsula for business purposes, and I would have the external appearance of a proper Amazon herb pill. But it wouldn't do the work, because the real substance, the medicinal herbs, are not there. So you can chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and it looks as if you are really doing the same thing as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or a pure devotee does. But Krishna is not yet fully present. It's only on the platform of Shodhanam, the pure chanting of the holy name, where Krishna himself becomes fully present to us. Now, the good news are to all of us that by the mercy of Nam Prabhu, sometimes a devotee who tries his best can have a feeling of the indescribable sweetness of the holy name. He feels a little of Krishna's presence, the little of the medicine. Some devotees of you have confidentially come to me and said that there was a time during the Japa retreat, on level 2, but also we have seen it in level 1, where they really felt blessed by the holy name. But for a moment, the holy name seemed to be present, but then seemed to go already somewhere. So, what makes the holy name present even to a person who may not yet be on the highest platform? What attracts the holy name? I want to talk about this. The most, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes in this article, the divine sound of the holy name must have its origin beyond the area of misconception or maya. In other words, it's not from the material world where the divine sound comes. It must come from above. He says, sound must have its origin in Goloka Vrindavan. The mere physical sound is not yet the holy name of Krishna. Repeating only the syllables of the holy name is called mayik sound. It has no spiritual essence. The life of the name is absent in offensive chanting. Hare Krishna. Now you might say, Sukhava looks at me, oh, thank you again for discouraging me in my spiritual life and my chanting. I have announced this morning that we would awaken feelings in you. We are right on. Then he says something. The most important thing in chanting the holy name is the spiritual realization begging the name. That is the real name. Then he again makes the same point. A tape recorder can pronounce the holy name of Krishna, just like a parrot. But the physical sound is not Krishna. In the background, there must be spiritual truth, which is conscious. You cannot capture the holy name of Krishna simply by vibrating the syllables of the holy name with your tongue. And then he gives the example of Ravana, who wanted to capture Mother Sita. Do you know whom Ravana captured? Maya Sita. Bhagavati even. Oh, yes. So, if you want to capture Krishna with a Ravana-like mentality, you won't get him. Although you will only have mayic sound in your mouth. What you have to do when you want to capture Krishna, you have to chant with a certain realization. Prabhupada has instructed us to call out for him. You know, a longing has to be there. Some mood, I'm separated from you now, O Krishna. Please do come. The pure name of Krishna is not lip deep, says Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, but what? You know everything. But heart deep. Ultimately, it goes beyond the heart and reaches the land of Krishna. Krishna may come down, he says. When you chant with the heart, what does this mean? When you chant in a serving nature, then Krishna can influence this element, element means the tongue, and produce transcendental sound and dance within the mundane plane. You must have, in other words, in your heart the desire to serve Krishna. That's why the yoga circle will have some experience in chanting Hare Krishna, but really the full experience is reserved for the devotees who don't wish to enjoy now, let's have a nice enjoyable chanting session, but who wish to serve the holy name, and who have the mood of a devotee. The holy name is only realized when we approach him with a very intense serving attitude. At that time, Krishna himself may come down by his grace, being attracted by our pure serving nature. My dear devotees, because this is so important for devotees who want to advance, I will give you the source where you can find this whole article. It's in Mahanidhi Maharaj's excellent book, The Art of Chanting Hare Krishna, on page 152. That's where this photocopy is coming from. This book is a book which I also highly recommend you. It's really a wonderful collection of rare treasures for anyone who wishes to advance in chanting. It's a wonderful, wonderful work which Maharaj has done. So, this spirit which needs to be there, spirit, life, this feeling, this emotion, this prayerful attitude is at the heart of proper chanting. And today, I wish to bring you into this realm in some ways. It will be very, very happy what we will do now. No one needs to fear any existential things. We will actually follow the great acharyas in chanting the Hare Krishna mantra with the right spirit. Are you enthusiastic, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami? Yes. We are ready? I think we should immediately proceed to enter this, and if there are any questions, we should do this after the thing. Let me just look at Yagyapurusha Prabhu, because I forgot the... Where are we? Das reicht, das reicht. Yes. All right. It's sometimes good if nobody knows what we speak. We will need a calm mind, and for this I will request Gaura Hari to put a nice sattvic fragrance in the room. We have actually taken some cow dung and made this beautiful cow dung incense. You can maybe walk through the devotees you will immediately feel sattvagun in your mind, so we don't need to do any breathing exercises and anything else. This time we will enter the mode of goodness through our nose and fragrance. One really feels like as if one is in Braj. Maybe it's good to put the fence off, please. You can, no, it will come automatically to you. We will put it in the whole room. Many of you have heard about the meditations of Gopal Guru Goswami. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his book Chaitanya Shikshamrita, advises the chanter to take these meditations from Gopal Guru Goswami. Who is Gopal Guru Goswami? Gopal Guru Goswami is a very dear associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whose disciple Dhyan Chandra compiled a manual for all of those who worship Krishna through Smaranam on the Raganuga platform. Gopal Guru Goswami's line is a contemplative line, a line which has a lot to say about opening the heart, awakening the heart to the right spirit. We have heard about these meditations. Many devotees, I think Hari Kirtan has asked, how do we do this? I mean, each name has a meditation attached to it. Like, do we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and all the time we have for the whole meditation? I mean, how is it humanly possible? We don't have a speed connection in our mind. Like in internet, they have these comprised connections. This is how to do it. You chant the whole mantra and you stay for some time with one of those 16 meditations. You just stay with it as you chant. And in this way, you have a certain prayerful spirit, a prayerful attitude in your heart. And if you can make it real, in other words, if it's not just external, but if you can live in this vibration, Krishna will very much become attracted to your chanting. So I thought what we should do is, we should chant together in one voice. And this time I would love to do it. I would like to give you the meditations while you chant. And then for some time we chant with these meditations. Are you ready? I'm very proud of you. You're very fast in taking these things. We won't be doing every name because of time restraints. And because I also think it's something you have to learn on your own. I have done a very, very authorized translation. I took the help of Amoghalila also, who is knowledgeable in Sanskrit, and of a very nice devotee whom some of you might know, Dvijamani Prabhu. Very, extremely knowledgeable in Sanskrit. This translation which you will hear and which I hope will pull your heart is available in the book Nam Rahasya, which is outside on the book table. So just so that you don't feel the need to write it with you, just please now be with the chanting. So I request you to align yourself physically, as you have learned by now. come into a happy mood, anticipate miracles of mercy, and let us please chant in one voice. I will first give you the speed, and when I make like this, it means we all will start. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. No, you have not heard properly. I'm doing these things on purpose to really bring your attention there and focus yourself. Mm-hmm. So I will first do alone, and then when you hear this sign, it's the sign that you should please chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Oh, I lost it. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Please stop. Please stop. I will do it a little different so that we can really concentrate. Now please listen very attentively to the meditation. It's the first Hare, which means O Radha, please capture my inner heart. The word in Sanskrit is Chittam. Chittam doesn't mean mind. It doesn't mean intelligence. It certainly doesn't mean ego. But it is the underlying consciousness, the citta. And when Mahaprabhu speaks about Cheto Dapanamajanam, he refers to the cleaning of that innermost part, not the superficial external stuff and the deep strata of consciousness. We would say in Western psychology, the subconscious from which everything comes remains as it is. No, that innermost depths of our personality, we have chosen this translation, inner heart. We could maybe say innermost heart even. So that is, O Radha, please capture my inner heart and deliver me from the bondage of material life. We will now continue to chant, and our mood, our spirit, which is in the mantra, will be this. O Radha, please capture my inner heart and deliver me from the bondage of material life. I will say this a few times while you chant, but because you concentrate so much, I feel it's good if I just say it without chanting. Let us chant now, please, and be with this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Continue. O Radha, please capture my inner heart. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Radha, please capture my inner heart. Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. O Radha, please deliver me from the bondage of material life. Ama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare O Radha, please deliver me from the bondage of material life. Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare. Thank you very much. You're doing exceptionally well, but some of you can still go a little bit more into this spirit. It is totally clear to me that especially for those of us who are old chanters and have not yet considered that there must be a spirit of the holy name, will be challenged and stretched here. But that's why we do this japa retreats. They bring something new, some new improvement to us. We will now go to the name Krishna. He Krishna Majsitam Akarshaya. O Krishna, please pull my heart to you. Please take this meditation. Please repeat it after me. O Krishna, please pull my heart to you. Let us chant all together now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Please continue. O Krishna, please pull my heart to you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. This is fantastic. There are other wonderful meditations which I feel we can relate to very easily, like O Radha, please make me qualified for serving you, or O Krishna, please may I develop taste for you. This is a prayer really to get out of the desert of dry chanting. If you wish to apply this, my recommendation is that you get a handy list like this. We can send it to you on the email, even if you so desire. That would be nice, isn't it, Purusha Shakta Prabhu? Yeah, yeah, yes, yes, Sukala, yes. Yes. And then you can sometimes try as you go chanting along. I must admit to you very confidentially, because I'm not so let me say, systematic or regulated or whatever. I just do when I have a period of chanting where it seems to not, you know, that Krishna is not there, you know, you just feel it. Even not in his rays form, you know, he's just absent. It's absolutely dark chanting. I mean, not dark, I mean in the analogy of the sun, which is not even not even the rays are visible. So that analogy, some let us say lightless chanting. Then I just go through it and I change conveniently. And I have noted in my spiritual life that I don't need to even go all the way to the end of the list. Already when I'm here, it's the most ecstatic chanting experience which I have. Because Krishna becomes attracted. And then I forget to look at the list because, yeah, what to do when the heart is full, then one doesn't want to look anywhere outside. So you may apply this for your own profit. My suggestion is don't do it in any, let me say, pressured or forced or achiever's mentality. It's always the mercy of the Holy Name who reveals himself. He can never be forced, not even by a meditation of Gopaguru Goswami. but it does help, and it's very authorized, it's very good, and it's very close to our experience and heart. It's not something far away from our experience and the desire of our heart. So, you know, this is on the life of the name and the how to give it life through these meditations, which are from Gopal Guru Goswami. Now, after I have come to this level, we have two more things to do. I will ask my facilitator in German language, Fragen und Antworten, oder? Ja. Gut. We come to our last point for today, and then I will ask for questions and answers. When you chant, your mental orientation is essential. This morning we had read from Srila Prabhupada's books that in everything, material and spiritual, the mental orientation is essential. And any one of you remembers the example which was given? These were some... The prostitutes entering the Ganga. They were not purified. They had an unfavorable intention. They wanted to bathe their body free from the stains of lovemaking, kajal and lipsticks and everything which smeared all over. They didn't have the intention to be purified. And so they didn't take the benefit. There are many other examples when, for instance, a devotee performs devotional service with the intention for name, fame, and glory, then he will not benefit. Or if a yogi performs severe austerities by not eating, then proudly showing his emaciated frame
to the public, he actually becomes totally fat. He nourishes and feasts himself on the adoration of others. Or if you give a donation, and after you have given the donation, you say, I gave this so much. You make more benefit when you give a Gupta Dan, means a hidden donation, than if you give a donation with proclaiming your name. Because then the benefit goes to boost up your glories in the world of men. This puts a serious question to the ever-growing culture in ISKCON to just, all for every little donation, to just mention that, or little thing which was done, to mention it. It's not helpful for the donator and the servitor. Now, I was in a Sunday feast. I will not tell you where, and will not tell you when, so that you absolutely do not know which temple I'm speaking of. But there was a long eloquy about every little dollar, you know, even only the shadow of a dollar which was given was praised. And it took easily an hour. It was an artfully presented eloquy. Then the lecture came. No space left to say anything. But this was not the problem. The problem is, don't feast, don't starve externally and feast yourself in internal way. So when you chant the Hare Krishna mantra, this is our point, and the other were examples. You have to have your intention, Prabhu's Maharajis, right. For instance, tomorrow we enter into a blissful 64 rounds day, which will be much easier than the first. When you do this, you have to have the attention, I'm spending time with Krishna tomorrow. I always think like this. I have friends whom I rarely meet. And then when there is a chance to meet, we consciously reserve a day, if possible longer, for our meeting, so that our relationship which is there can become more predominant. I would highly recommend this to you and your friends. If you just only meet in the hello goodbye Prabhu mood, how are you? Blissful. Let's go to the lecture and so on. There will be many things left unsaid, many thoughts left unthought, and many opportunities to cement a friendship through, for instance, revealing your mind in confidence, and listening in confidence. Many opportunities unsought. If you want a relationship, you need to give it space. Space in which all these subtle things which make up a relationship and friendship can develop, like little grasses and flowers which are receiving water and which then start to grow. There are so many things between humans and dealings, human dealings, which can only grow in the sacred space of which is provided by sufficient time. No? Sufficient time for meeting. If that time is not given to a relationship, the relationship will all of a sudden crumble. I also, although I'm in the sannyas ashram, I want to highly recommend this to you and your spouses. Spouses is the Mataji. The other partner. Take time off. Talk. Take time to give presents also. When you come, for instance, back from a retreat, you might bring some good prasadam with you, some good point which you share. And then I heard this, and then this happened. And maybe a present. I highly recommend Dravida Prabhu's MP3 recordings with all the poems and everything. Or Yadubara's movies on Prabhupada. Everything, you know, spend some time. So tomorrow, I would say, spend time with the holy name. Be with him. Be with him when you are in the temple room. Be with him also sometimes alone. You might like to sit where the creek is or where the lake is. In this way, you will see that so many things which otherwise you never have the opportunity to experience can be experienced. This whole lesson which you have heard today is about this one point only. We spoke about the life of the mantra, that is a spirit in which we chant. We try to chant in an exercise in the right spirit. And we heard about intention. It's really Prabhu's and Mataji's only in one, about this one point, making a relationship with Krishna, a conscious relationship with Krishna. And if you do so, this will be very good. And this needs to be your intention. You need to want to do it. Once Krishna sees it, that you do have this intention in your heart, Krishna will respond with happiness. Finally! Finally! My devotee is turning to me. It may be after many lifetimes that where Krishna has anxiously waited for you, then he says, finally. And he may dance in pleasure. He may have just been waited. I want to end this session by telling you a personal revelation, realization. I'm 100% convinced, not about many things, but about a few things. And one of these few things I'm 100% convinced of is that in our journey of life, Krishna arranges everything in such a way that finally we turn to him. During this retreat, we hope as retreat facilitators to arrange it, to even shake you sometimes out of your normal space, so that you say, finally, I have enough of this dry life. I want to turn to Krishna. Krishna teaches in loud words, through diseases, through failure, through our own disappointments with ourselves. He also teaches in soft ways. You know, when we sometimes look at our life and we ask the question, is that all which there is to spiritual life? You know, subtle. Krishna arranges our life so that finally we can turn to him in the mood of surrender. And here in this japa retreat, which is not at all something superficial and fashionable, but which is something very deep, we try to consciously turn to Krishna. So I wish you a wonderful day tomorrow. I will intensely pray that you can turn to Krishna in some ways, and that you can all become luminous with happiness. Hare Krishna. So I want to see we are a little in the overtime area. Two questions. Chandramoli Swami and Rukmini. First our Maharaj. Yes. Yeah. Okay, then let me say, last time Rukmini was first and Chandramouli Maharaj was second, now he is first. Yes. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Okay. Maharaj, I just would like to ask this question. Maybe it's not exactly about your particular presentation that just ensued. But you did say something in relationship to chanting, that chanting is very much dependent on our service attitude towards Krishna. But I was wondering if you would say something, how much our chanting is dependent on our Vaishnava relationships, if I could ask that question.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. How much is chanting related to our Vaishnava relationships? A very, very immediate response is that when we chant, we must satisfy Krishna. And when we dissatisfy his devotees, we can never satisfy Krishna. As Krishna says himself, one who says he is directly my devotee is not my devotee. However, he who says he is the devotee of my devotee is my devotee. So, the first, how serious good relationship with Vaishnavas is pronounced in the first offense. It is in the first place to not offend any the Vaishnava. Huh? Another thing is when we chant, we want mercy, and the mercy usually of Krishna follows the mercy of his devotees. It's an interesting way. Just like water seems to come, at least in New York City, through the pipe, the water pipe, the mercy of Krishna has a certain pipe through which it comes. That is the devotees of Krishna. I think we can all feel that. Having said this, I want to say that when we chant, we must put Krishna in the forefront. We can't chant, for instance, like a social party. Where, I don't know if you have gone to parties, Maharaj. I was a party animal, yes, up to my 16th year. Ravindra Swarup Prabhu even tells I'm even now a party animal of the spiritual parties, festivals, and so on. And you know, there it's all in the parties. Ooh, ha, how are you? Doo-doo-doo-doo. You know, and all these quick dealings with each other. Now, when we chant, we really focus on Krishna. When we chant kirtan, we try to glorify Krishna and meet the Vaishnavas on that mutual platform of glorifying Krishna. I think we can see that sometimes in kirtan, self-conscious dancing happen. I know there is one Indian man who always comes in Radhanatmar and when there are Chopati kirtans. I think he is from Delhi. Yeah, he is like this, and he goes into the knees, and you know, he really calls for attention. You know, he says, "Look at me, look at me, look at me," and everyone does exactly the opposite. So the poor person, the brahmachari, comes and pushes him out of the kirtan and you know, Hare Krishna. But it could maybe be done a little lighter, but it's certainly the most effective way because it doesn't belong in the kirtan. We are now singing for Krishna, and on that level we will meet. some devotees have asked, why Mona Vrata? When I have Mona, isn't that impersonal towards the Vaishnavas? I'm not talking with them. You talk with Krishna, and the Vaishnava will like it. Vaishnavas will like it, that you finally turn to the Lord. That is the level on which we do. Talking can be done all 300.
Can we make that a sutra? That's great. That's great, Maharaj.
Yeah.
When you talk with Krishna, the Vaishnavas are pleased.
Yeah. All 300, so and so many years of the day, you can talk to your heart's content until your tongue is at your knees with Vaishnav. Good spiritual talk, of course. But here we will do something else for 2 days only. Then not even the whole day, just a few hours of the day. Then in the evening we will talk about realizations and so on.